I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mullion Haugh on 670 The Score.
The Commanders are third in the league in rushing yards per game. The Bears' defense struggles most against the run. Despite all the focus on the quarterback matchup, is this going to come down to a game where the Bears must stop the run? And if so, how much of that Washington running success is because of the legs of Jaden Daniels?
Well, we've seen this movie before in Chicago. The Bears lead the league in rushing because last season Justin Fields was their most dynamic rusher. And in Washington, the same thing applies. Jaden Daniels is averaging 53 rushing yards per game. The Commanders as a team averaging 165. That's third in the NFL. And that's got to be priority one for the Bears. Otherwise, you would expect, whether it's Marcus Mariota, likely, or Jaden Daniels, unlikely but possible, they have two good running backs. Brian Robinson and Austin Ekeler are really a good combination. And you look at Brian Robinson is averaging 4.7 yards per carry, 396 rushing yards. He's their number one guy. But Ekeler can hurt you in a variety of ways, out of the backfield in the passing game, short passing game. But also, he's pretty shifty running the ball. This has got to be something that we can't overlook when evaluating how the Bears are going to do against this team. It's been one of the bigger surprises in the NFC. So don't forget or sleep on the running game for the Commanders. That sets up everything else. If Jaden Daniels plays, the sense would be that he's not going to be as big of a part of that running game because of his ribs. You don't want to extend plays. You don't want to expose him to that kind of potential injury. So they will be at less than capacity in the run game. But don't underestimate Brian Robinson. This is a team that if they can get the running game going, the play-action pass game will come next with Mariota if he's playing. And this has got to be a big concern for Matt Eberflus.
Well, this takes us back to the third question of the pick six, whether Jaden Daniels or Jaquan Brisker are a bigger issue. And again, I think the Bears are taking a step down. And Brisker is a guy that intimidates, and some will say he's the straw that stirs the Bears' defensive drink, if you will. Mm-hmm. So if the running game is going to be a thing for the Commanders without Brisker in there, that could be an issue come Sunday.
The Bears, you know, I get it. Like, their run defense hasn't been as good as their pass defense or their or their red zone defense or whatever element of their defense you want to look at. But they are they're doing pretty well in terms of the entire league. You know, I don't know where they rank at it, but it seems like teams aren't able to stay with the run against them because of the way that they have been able to score some points, especially of late. So It's always going to be a concern. You're always going to want to be able to stop the run. But they're kind of bend, don't break a little bit, the way they've played, especially in the red zone. And I think that they're the problem with balance for every team exists. And this is a balanced offense, but it's balanced because the quarterback can run as well as he does. The guy ran like 4.3, 5.40, I believe, on his pro day, and I think he, you know, just as a measure of athleticism, I think he had a 42-inch vertical. So it does, what that tells you, obviously you don't jump and you don't fly when you're running, but it tells you he's an unbelievable athlete. That is an incredible thing to be able to jump like that. And so if a guy can run fast and is a great athlete, that's going to make it very difficult. His yards are coming obviously on the edges, and the other yards you worry about are more in the interior. But he is gonna improve their statistics immensely by being able to run outside.
This also is probably one of the better offensive lines the Bears have faced, because they went out and they did supplement through free agency. They worked at it; it was a priority to them.
Yeah.
So that's something that you wonder in terms of whether it's pass protection or establishing the run. Running downhill, if they can control the line of scrimmage, this could be a game that goes at
a pace.
They're not
a great defense.
That's the thing.
But they can help enough about that.
That's how you help your shaky defense, is that you control the clock, you move the chains, and you play more of a ball possession, ball control type of game. You make it that way, in that style. And I think if that happens, then the Bears are going to be more challenged than they would be if they're getting to the quarterback and stopping the run.
312-644-6767 is the telephone number. I guess we'll talk about the Bulls.
Yeah, we got to talk about the Bulls.
I think we got to get to it.
We got to revisit that a little bit. Yeah, Biggs are coming up at 7.
Where are you at with what you saw yesterday from this team? Or what you heard if you just listened to the game on the
Biggest disappointment last night, what was it?
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.